every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, LA. I said it again, LA.
Yep.
Isn't there like Losers Anonymous or something we can throw in there?
We don't speak for Los Angeles.
Yeah, we really don't. We don't speak for MAPAHADRA, CRMMSOS.
MOUSE.
Yeah, we don't speak for the Mickey Mouse Club either. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
As you've noticed.
As you're about to discover.
And how.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. with the hostess with the mostest.
The hostess with the mostestest? That's what it sounded like.
Close
you
enough.
Said.
The hostess with the mostest.
I'm Shelley.
And Mark.
The host with the most. Welcome.
Thank you.
All my friends.
To the show that never ends.
We're so glad you could attend.
Come inside.
Oh, Shelley. I got to bring this up at the beginning. Recovery Idol.
Oh, yes. If you want to be a star, send us your stuff.
If you want to be a pseudo-star, you might already be a star. You know, if someone like Chuck Negron from
Who clearly listens to this show.
I don't know that he doesn't. But he let us use his music, so maybe he will write something. You never know. You know who we need to write as a jingle, seriously? Who's the greatest jingle writer of all time?
It's a tie
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow and John Tesh.
Barry Manilow.
Is John Tesh big in that, too?
Yeah.
No, we need Barry Manilow.
Yeah,
have
Barry Manilow.
Have you ever heard his VSM, his Very Strange Medley?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I memorized the whole thing off of his live album.
We don't need a jingle by Barry Manilow.
Oh, come on. I love Barry Manilow.
He writes the songs.
That make the whole world sing.
He writes the thong of love.
The thong of love?
The thong of love, yes.
That makes the young girl cry.
Listen to this. I saw an NA, I saw an NA thong, and on
the
front it had
the circle.
Yeah. Did I?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
That was going to play twice in a row.
Yeah. And a circle with the square in it. Yeah. Keep coming.
Back.
It didn't say back.
It did on the back.
I think it said it on the back, don't you? Yeah. Anyway, yes. If you play a musical instrument or whatever, and you can record, you can do a jingle for us.
30 to 60 seconds.
It's got to have, you know, it's got to have Recovery 101 in it for sure. It can be Recovery 101 Rule 62, or it can be Recovery 101. It can be whatever, you know, bands out there, you know, Forever Amber, Kill Devil, Rum Club, 8 Days Clean. We wouldn't mind having actually two or three that we could maybe cycle through that would be cool.
Mix and match.
Whatever gets sent in, we're probably going to try, unless it's just horribly bad. So we'll try it, and then we'll see what the public opinion is of it.
What you should do is if you have something that you think is pretty good, send in a really bad one first, then send your pretty good one. It makes it sound better.
There you go. Perfect.
Shelley.
What?
Not that I need one because I've been to so many lately, but if I needed a meeting.
Oh.
What should I be doing right now?
You should be turning off the computer and putting on your little shoesies and getting in your car or
I'm
on a bus.
On iTunes.
Or on a bus or call your sponsor, get a ride, or walk. Whatever you have to do, just go to a meeting because this is not a meeting. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Like your brain.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
I just turn it up. Because I listen on iTunes. I can't turn off my computer with iTunes.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
Something sounded weird at the beginning of that.
Yeah, you came in sideways.
Yeah.
Because I didn't actually receive the hard copy of the Boozy News until just before the show, I didn't write down all the shout-outs. So I'm going to see if I can remember them.
Shout.
Let's see.
We've got it all out.
Fran and Robert.
Shout squared.
Maggie. David. Phil.
Shout cubed.
Deborah.
Sarah had to send something.
And I think Bill. No, Sarah, actually, Sarah sent, by the time I got rid of, or got rid of, got through everybody else, everybody else's emails, and I got to Sarah, I already had enough for tonight. Okay. So Sarah sent me, like, I think I have like 12 of hers piled up. So next week it will pretty much be all about Sarah. Next time we record.
It's like All About Eve.
Only not scary.
Yeah.
So I think that's, if I'm thinking of the right movie.
Sarah's not in the...
Sarah's not in the peanut gallery tonight. We could talk smack about her the whole time.
We have no peanuts.
You know what
tonight.
Our topic will be tonight?
Sarah.
Nice.
Let's do Sarah's fourth step.
Awesome.
I think I got all the shout-outs. Okay. I think that's it. So let's move on to some news. In Willamette.
Our time is up.
Willamette, Oregon?
In Willamette, yes. Christopher Porter, 19 years old, was cited with possession of marijuana.
They don't have marijuana there.
Yeah, imagine that.
Now, what happened was he jumped from a cab that he had neglected to pay for and ran away. Unfortunately, he left his backpack on the back seat, and it contained a bong and his ID.
Nice.
So the police were able to scurry along to his home and...
I'm sure they returned his license
and
for him.
Pick him up. They picked him up. Now, here's what was in the backpack was actually the bong... A time card, his time card from work with his name on it.
Oops.
His ID, a T-shirt, a can of V8, a bottle of water, some chewing tobacco, a blue lighter, keys, and 8 cents in change. Nowhere in the backpack was there marijuana. So how did they charge him with possession of marijuana?
Resin.
The bong.
Resin in the bong.
You can do that?
Yep.
Bong.
I did not know that.
I'm sure you can.
I did not know that.
You can get in trouble with the seed. I don't know about anymore, but it used to be if you had a seed in Arizona, you could get in trouble.
Wow. Well, all right then.
On your chances of probably growing weed.
Okay. I think that the next Boozy News story is I think that every man in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Is a dog.
Should have
woof,
to.
Woof.
No, should have to get on a Qantas Airlines flight sometime in the next 3 months.
Why is that, Shelley?
Because along with your ginger ale or your soda or your pretzels or whatever you get an option for a film. Either Toy Story 3, or you can monitor the radio transmissions from the pilot, or you can watch a 90-minute feature called The Female Orgasm Explained.
Awesome.
In flight. Now, you can block that.
Can I have a blanket, please?
Now, you can block that for children that are flying. You can request that the stewardesses block that from their seat back, you know, the little...
Hell no, my 12-year-old needs to know.
We got the Discovery Channel.
I think it actually is a documentary from the Discovery Channel. Maybe that was on the second half, because I only copied the first half of the article.
Should I go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You need to get on a plane. Everybody needs to get on a plane. I don't care who it is.
I already know everything I need to know about the female orgasm.
Do you hear that?
What
is
that?
She's telling
me
I need to go. Like, I need to learn something there.
Well, I don't mean it like that. I just mean I think it would be informative.
Yeah, how do you
They're actually like the Loch Ness Monster. They don't really exist.
I was going to say, how do you mean that?
They don't really exist. They exist.
Lots of them in a row exist.
All right. Moving on to Hudson, New York. I'm not exactly sure how this works, but a deaf man
like
named Tom
orgasm.
Willard. Huh?
It's like a female orgasm. Works the same way.
Well, no. This is a different story.
Oh, okay.
A deaf man named Tom Willard is suing... a nudist colony who's putting on a festival in the park, the Naturist Society, because they don't have any sign language interpreters at the nudist
That's
festival.
That's ridiculous.
Why would you need a sign language interpreter? It's a nudist festival.
Because there will be talking and there's probably going to be music and...
You can't sign language music.
You could sign language the lyrics.
He can give the sign for I'm horny.
Matter of fact, let you know there are many deaf people that can dance because they can
feel
like
the
pounding
right.
of the bass. Mm-hmm. So yes. as long as someone's doing the same language of, I'm not saying I think it's stupid that you should be able to sue, but that would be the reason.
I still think it's a nudist festival. Why do you need an interpreter?
Yeah,
you can't see what's going on?
All you need to do is be able to see.
Yeah. Well, he's saying, apparently, according to the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Of course.
Every business and organization is required by law to provide a sign language interpreter if a client, customer, or patron asks for it. In the country. So if somebody walked into your store, Bruce, and asked for an interpreter, you would have to find one, or they could
I'd
sue
call
you.
Courtney.
She doesn't know that much.
She knows. You know what I do? I'd say, I know how to interpret. Here is a pen and a piece of paper. Write down what you're looking for.
I don't know. I think that law needs a little bit of tweaking, if you want my opinion, but...
A little.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous to ask, like, some mom-and-pop bookstore or something to ask for, you know, had to be required to provide a sign language interpreter because they're expensive.
I would think. Especially to keep one on staff.
I've never heard that before.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Who says this?
The Americans with Disabilities Act. It passed a few years ago. It was kind of quite a big deal, actually. Bruce actually went and measured all of the aisles at the library because the library is in violation in like several places. And he brought it up at a city council meeting, and they said they'd rather pay the fine, which is $55,000.
Yeah, that's because they're stupid.
Per incident?
I believe, well, per complaint, I think.
Could be. You know what I'd do? If I had a wheelchair, I'd go to the city and I'd say, I'll settle for $30,000 cash. Or I'm going to nail you with a fine for $50,000. Maybe $5,000 cash.
Okay. Now, let's see. Where are we on time? Okay, we're going to skip
that one.
Unfortunately,
we can talk about how stupid that last story was because they can't hear it.
That's right.
Okay, we're skipping the next story. We're going on to Berlin. Moving on to Berlin.
That's a great band.
Yeah, it was. I don't know
Riding
if anybody's heard.
Metro OO.
If either of you have heard of Yvonne the Cow.
I have not.
This cow rocks. This cow escaped from her farmyard. She's a dairy cow. She escaped from her farmyard in the Bavarian town of Mühldorf. And was living off the land for several months until she almost bolted in front of a police car and almost got hit. So the authorities ruled that she was a security risk and have given permission to gun her down.
Wait a minute. Almost ran in front of a car.
Yes. She missed the car.
I almost run in front of a car every day. It's called crossing the street.
Yeah.
Well, animal rights activists are flooding into Germany to try to save Yvonne's life by bringing her back to the farm. They brought in her best cow friend, Waldkraut, as well as her own calf, Vali, to try to lure her from the forest, but she takes a look from a distance and runs away. So now they're bringing out a bull named Ernst to try to get her before the hunters do.
Oh, you're going to get her, all right. Woof. You know what? All men are dogs. This is a bull that goes woof.
Yes, well, I hope they get her.
Cows aren't that fast.
Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering, too.
Well,
you know what I would think? Tranquilizer dart. I watch them do it with elephants. I'm sure they could do it with a cow.
Well, this has been apparently going on for months. It has captivated German I mean, David Hasselhoff is no longer the most popular guy in Germany. It's Yvonne the Cow.
You know what would be awesome?
Captivated the country.
David's got to be really buff.
You know what would be awesome? Is if David Hasselhoff made it his personal thing to go and get the cow.
That's right.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Dude, if I was his publicist, I'd have him mm-hmm. all over that.
And Bob Barker would finance it.
I just saw a thing with Bob Barker on Whale Wars. What the hell?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay, in Britain, the...
Hello, mate.
The female beach volleyball champions are renting out their butts.
Okay, I'm a buyer.
They have put what's called a quick response code on the backs, on their bikini bottoms, you know, when they play. And quick response codes are these, it's a matrix barcode that when photographed by a smartphone takes the user automatically to a specific website, which is an advertisement. And that's how they're getting their advertising in during the tournaments. So they're encouraging all the female, if you go to the website picture, all the female volleyball players are turning around with their butts to the camera. They're all encouraging people to take pictures of their butts.
Awesome.
It's a good advertising idea if you think about it, because you know every guy's going to take a picture.
Have you ever seen the thing of the soccer players, and it's got like the Brazilian women's soccer team, and then it has like the soccer team from like Iran or something? They're like, which one would you like better? And, you know, the Brazilian team is like all these babes with their asses sticking out. And then there's like these girls in like these half burqa things. And they're like, which team would you root for?
I don't know. I was actually started in Paris. The flight started in Paris. Gerard Depardieu.
Ah, Gerard.
Green card.
Yes. Put on quite a show when he was told by the stewardess just before takeoff that he would have to wait 15 minutes before he could use the lavatory. Okay. Whereupon, he whipped it out and peed in the middle of the floor.
Wow. Was he drunk?
According to witnesses, he was fairly intoxicated.
Of course.
He's been doing quite a lot of embarrassing stuff, apparently, lately, drunk.
I'll save a seat for him.
He owns his own vineyard.
Wineyard?
His own vineyard.
His own vineyard, sorry.
Now I'm really saving a seat for him. Wow.
Yes, he...
Depardieu.
Be interested to see how much trouble he gets in compared to how much trouble the average citizen who would do that would get in.
The story actually says it's not clear whether he even got kicked off the flight. They had to hold the flight for 20 minutes so that they could clean up the mess.
They hadn't taken off yet and he couldn't go pee?
No.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's you know.
Maybe they were about to go to pee or about to go take off.
You know what I think? Next time they tell me he can't use the restroom, he should poop. Oh. In the middle of the aisle. Here you go.
Oh, okay. Moving on to Fullerton.
I'm in support of Mr. Depardieu.
Moving on to Fullerton. Muggers stole 20...
California?
Yes.
Sweet, right up the road.
Muggers stole $20,000 worth of medical marijuana from a courier who was supposed to be delivering it to what he thought was a dispensary.
Nice.
A lot of medical marijuana dispensaries have a green cross on them. So the robbers painted a green cross on the wall of this industrial building.
Nice.
And then when the courier service pulled up and he got out, they held him up, pulled everything out of the truck and took off.
Wow.
Some of the marijuana scattered during the struggle, but they got away with about 9 pounds of pot and a cell phone.
Wow.
Not bad thinking. For all you guys out there looking for a way to rip off a marijuana.
Just gave you the...
Yeah. Make sure to paint a green cross.
Hey, I'm just reporting the news.
I think that's funny, the green cross.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. In
makes a Florida. Makes the red cross look so lame now. The green cross.
Jonathan James Sweat, that's his name.
It makes me sweat.
Crashed his SUV into the Florida State Attorney's headquarters. Then failed three sobriety tests. I don't know why they gave him three.
Yeah, normally you fail the first one, you go.
Yeah, I don't know why they gave him three.
Maybe
but
he was funny.
He explained, he kept telling them that the sobriety check couldn't be, sobriety test could be, was inaccurate because he wasn't drunk. He was high.
Okay. What? That
well,
makes sense.
You know what? I mean, was it wasn't a breath test.
It doesn't say it was a breath test.
Okay.
So he ended up getting arrested anyway. He said
he's an NA guy.
He said
I wasn't drinking.
He said he wasn't drinking. All he did was smoke some marijuana. But they could, and he claimed that they couldn't get him for DUI, which is not true. You can't.
Yes, of course.
Driving under the influence.
Yeah, that's why it's called the influence. And it used to be driving while intoxicated and DWI, and then it's like they can't do that under the influence. It counts.
All right. Well, that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Sweet.
So,
Shelley, what's our topic?
No.
Our topic is no?
No, I'm not going to come up with a topic. A, B, I don't remember what it was if we had one. And C, what is the topic?
I'm frustrated talking to you about this.
Oh, okay. Frustration. That's right.
So, Mark.
Yes, Bruce.
You brought forth said topic.
I did.
How would you like to attack it?
With a chisel and a hammer?
Yeah. With a gun.
Uzi?
No, just there are a lot of things that go on in life, and especially in today's world, where a lot of frustration creeps into your life, and how do you handle it from a program point of view?
Give it to God.
Who's lead-out music by? I mean, you know, what do you do?
Pray. I mean, I got to go with the go-to on that. Mm-hmm. Really, but the thing that I think is unique, well, not unique with frustration, but usually there's frustration because of something in me. Something's not happening fast enough for me, or it's not happening the way I like, and it's that whole, you know, if only I was in charge of the play, everything would be good. And so not only just praying, but, you know, there's got to be, you know, my expectation levels probably have to change, because my frustration, I would have to think, is directly tied to my expectation level. Mm-hmm. I expect you're going to do it this way, and when you don't, mm-hmm. I'm not in acceptance.
How about when you just expect people to not be a moron?
I think that's expecting
too much.
You're asking too much, dude. I think that's expecting
clearly
too much.
You know.
It depends. I mean, you know what? I work with enough newcomers that's way out there. Expect them not to act like a moron.
Well, now, you know.
I did it. I acted like a moron many times.
Let's give stupid people a break, because we're all stupid people at some point to someone.
You can't fix stupid.
You never know.
Yeah.
You could probably fix stupid. You might be stupid one day and then not stupid the next day.
Wow. Anything frustrating you, Shelley?
Yes.
Yes.
Frustrated with lots of stuff. But
do any of them include, like, program things?
Yeah.
Or people?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got extremely frustrated and had to call my sponsor because somebody went out on me.
Shelley, the sponsee killer.
Yes, this makes 11. Although I'm only going to count 10 of them because one of them I don't really think was an alcoholic.
I know that one.
Can I help you with something?
What?
They all go out. Their job is to keep you sober.
Yes, I know. I'm still sober. Woohoo.
Yep.
It worked. That doesn't mean it doesn't get frustrating, because it's like banging your head against a brick wall. It's like I constantly, you know, and I don't understand why it worked for me and it hasn't worked for 11 other people.
Let me ask you this in that train of thought. What do you think will happen with this person? Just give me a guess.
I think they'll go out, party, do a bunch more drinking, get a little bit lower every time, eventually hit a bottom, and then they'll either come in or they'll die.
Why would they come in?
Because they've been beaten down enough.
Because they had the seed planted. Yes!
Seed planted, yeah. Well, she got up to she was done with step 3.
Yeah,
and
you know how many
people,
it's so common. Mark, how many times have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to start working on inventory. Oops. Well, it's time to go.
Don't want to be writing that stuff down.
And that's frustrating.
Yeah.
How frustrating is it when you're working with someone in the program and they're, you know, you're trying to get them to work steps and they're just not quite coming around to it? And I think it goes back to what Shelley was saying about the people that are ready and the people that aren't ready. And it's frustrating when you can look at someone and you hear their story. They got plenty of, you know, they've got plenty of crap. They've got plenty enough to stay sober with. and they just don't do it. That's frustrating.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the frustration level, and it goes back to, once again, what we've talked about so many times, it's a different program today, and I feel sometimes like I'm trying to coax people that I know aren't quite there yet. Yeah, aren't quite ready, but they're here, and they've asked me to sponsor them, and I'm trying to coax them around the bend, and they're still wanting to run straight, you know, and...
It's the touchy-feely thing is gone a bit too far. It used to be, if you came in and you weren't ready, the old-timers would say, go back out, you're not ready. You can't say that anymore.
Yes, you can.
I do.
Why can't you?
Because that's not very helpful.
Yeah, it is, actually. It's actually being of service.
Really? It was helpful to me. I guys tell me to go out, so I did. Many times.
Well, that's basically what I said to her today. I mean, said, okay, well, I can't make you ready, so you've got my phone number when you are. I mean, you know, and this just killed me. She wanted to be friends and hang out still. I'm like, I'm not hanging out with somebody who's drunk.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Well, you know, and that's part of the attraction that brings people in is the fact that sometimes this is the only place where you're accepted.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think that not enough can be said about that, because when everyone has looked down at you, your family and friends and jobs for so long because you drink too much or whatever, suddenly you get to this place where everybody in here drank too much. They know exactly what you're talking about. They know exactly where you're coming from. Yeah. You know, this guy slammed coke. This guy did heroin. You know, somebody somewhere has got that same thing as you, and you're like, wow, they did it. I could do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, today my frustration, I mean, I was really frustrated at one point today with this whole issue, especially since most of it took place over text, which irritates me.
Yeah.
But because I know that she has communication limitations, I've been giving her a pass on the texting thing for quite a while. She was required to call me a certain number of times each week, but she was allowed to text. So with texting and texting and texting, I'm getting incredibly frustrated, and all of a sudden I got really, really grateful, because in the midst of me thinking, oh, there goes another one, I just can't keep a sponsee, my next thought was, well, thank God I have a job on the convention committee, because that's something to do to be of service. So I was grateful for that.
That's it.
Well, the other thing is, working with her kept me sober, kept me clean.
Yeah, but I think the likelihood that I would have stayed clean anyway was pretty high.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Okay, I don't know that, but I suspect it.
But you know that working with her kept you clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it gave me something to giggle at.
Well, that's what we do it for.
For shits and giggles?
So we have things to laugh about when we're all together.
Wouldn't it be awesome, you know, if there was like some meeting like once a year where just a bunch of people just went in and talked about all the stupid shit their sponsees did? Like some star chamber. Star Chamber newcomer, you know, almost like a blooper reel of newcomer crap.
We call that Recovery 101.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
we do.
Right. That's exactly what
Mark
we do.
Mark comes in with the zinger.
So.
What are you frustrated about, Mark?
Oh, my frustration just lies with the inability of people to get things done that they say they're going to get done. You know. I'm not real frustrated, though. I've got guys I sponsor, and I'm not frustrated with them. I've learned by now that when a sponsee comes to me and goes, I really feel like drinking, I really feel like using, and after I say, where are you on the writing you're supposed to be doing? Oh, I haven't done that yet.
You got that, get some right away.
My answer back to them is, then go use. Go drink.
Yeah, go do whatever you think you need to do.
Here's $7. First one's on me. You know, I mean.
Seven? Wow. That's expensive. You give them $2.
Mark's a high-end drinker.
I was a high-end drinker.
But they're not. Don't waste $7 on them. $2 is enough.
Well, maybe $7, they'll buy a good like a good drink, and they'll slow down because they'll drink better, drink less.
Yeah. No, that'll never happen.
For
$2.
A while.
Trader Joe's.
$2 check.
Get buy him a short dog.
For $2, they can go and get 2 shots at the liquor store.
No, you should really go out on Grey Goose.
You're going to go out.
You come back on Pop-Off.
Yeah, you come back on Pop-Off.
You go out
Pop-Off,
on Grey Goose.
I wasn't even that high end.
You go out on Grey Goose, you come back on Pop-Off.
No, Pop-Off. Pop-Off's about as cheap as you can get.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. For vodka?
I know. Where have I speak?
Yeah, but it's like $3 for a fifth. I mean, it's cheap, cheap.
No.
Because
no.
that's what our good friend Lee went out on, and I think we bought him a half pint or a pint for like $1.10 or something.
No, not Pop-Off. Not when I was out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they had a sale.
Half pint was $3. But you can get a fifth of Rite Aid vodka.
$5.99
for
generic vodka.
$4.50.
Okay.
Rite Aid vodka.
Yeah.
So
Rite Aid vodka.
So you bargain hunters out there, Shelly just lets you know where to go.
Oh crap, I did it again. People are dropping out left and right because of me.
Wow. So your frustration lies with people that just and how common
mine's
is
in
that?
Business. You know, mine's in business. I mean, it's just because it's one thing to say, yeah, I can set if I change my expectation level. Then
yeah, but it doesn't change the reality.
It doesn't change the reality is exactly it.
No, but and I would think that the frustrations with the two things are a little bit different because with program frustrations, you kind of expect newcomers to go out because that's what they do.
Right.
I got frustrated, and it'll go away. But in business, you kind of there is an expectation level because it's business.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be doing what
right.
you're doing.
If the bank says, I'm going to do this on this day, that's the day you expect it to be done.
Right.
You know?
So it's not an unreasonable expectation.
So then what do you do about handling that frustration, Mark?
That's the one you give to God. God, grant me the serenity not to choke the living crap out of this person.
Yeah. And you know what? And the thing is, and it's so true, it's like, what could you be... You couldn't be any more powerless over a situation. You got a bunch of people working in business of which you don't have your hand like on their shoulder. I mean, everyone's in different areas and this and that. And you get together on a phone call and it's like, well, here's what's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, I could fire them.
Yeah, but then you'd be
it's
back
a little
at square
late.
One.
Yeah. Then I'd be, you know, godlike.
Yeah, that's what my sponsor said to me when I complained about it today. She said, are you trying to do God's job for him?
Ooh.
Somebody has to.
Ooh.
Somebody has to. God's not doing his job.
Oh, he's not, is he?
That's right.
How do you know that?
Because you had to do it.
Have you ever prayed for patience?
Don't even get me started.
I was going to say,
yeah.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
God's like working on that hard with you right now. So, Shelly.
Here, be patient.
What would your final words on frustration be?
I think it's normal. I think we get frustrated. We're humans. We get frustrated about things probably a little bit every day. I mean, something will frustrate you during the course of the day. The thing is how you deal with it. How do you, you know, get out of it? Do you pray out of it? Do you, you know, go look for something else to do? I do that a lot, actually. The praying, because I'm not a natural prayer, the first thing I do, actually, is look for a distraction. And the distraction used to be booze. Now I just find something else to do. You know, and then at some point I'll remember, oh, I should pray about this. And then I'll pray about it. But it's just, you know, how you handle it. You know, you can let yourself be frustrated all day and irritated, and the frustration will give way to anger. Or you can redirect your thinking. I'm done now.
That was very program-like.
Oh, good.
That was good.
Shelly, the voice of reason. So, Mark.
Yeah.
What are your final words on frustration?
You know, there are frustrating things that happen out there in the world, and I get really grateful that I have a program to work, because when I see other people in my situation who have to deal with the same things I have to deal with, and I see their frustration level just grow and grow, and I know mine doesn't need to, it makes it a lot easier to move on to the next thing.
I see that. For me, I got to go back to the tried and true acceptance thing. And especially, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's program frustration or business frustration or whatever, you know, and the AA big book in one of the personal stories puts it, you know, it's not till I can accept people, places, and things for being the way they're supposed to be that I can have peace. And the problem is, that's not usually the answer I want to hear.
I don't want peace. I want success.
The answer I want to hear is that they're going to do what the flip they said they're going to do when they're going to do it.
That's right.
And the reality is, I'm really powerless over that. The only thing I have power over is what I do with my own thinking. Sweet. Shelley.
What?
Who are our friends online.
That would be in the rooms.com.
.com.
It's an online recovery community where you can go and put up your profile, put up a nice little picture of yourself or your dog or somebody else who's hotter than you are.
What?
Well, that's what people do.
Wow,
on,
there's a search.
On all those, on Facebook, MySpace, I mean, no matter where you go, you look at somebody's profile picture, and if it's like a good-looking person or somebody who's really hot, there's at least a fair chance that it's not really them.
Really? Mine is a chalkboard.
Really?
Mine's a chalkboard that says Recovery 101. It can't get any better looking than that.
Mine on Facebook is actually me.
There you go.
Where was I? So anyway, you put up a profile picture. You can go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Sweet. I'd like to make mention quickly that if you get the chance and you see a thing on Facebook, you can hit the play button right on Facebook, and it'll play the show for you right there. You can open up a new window and go other places on Facebook, because that's good, too. That's called an embedded listen. I'm discovering lots of things lately. But we're in the top, we're still in the top 30. So that's awesome. Out of 97,000 shows. We're so far ahead of every other recovery show that they're like not even in the distant. You can't even see them from where we are.
We lapped them, huh?
A couple times. Mark, who are our friends back east?
In the city of brotherly love.
Bromance.
We've got Bruce.
They're bromosexuals. The other way, I mean.
Well, okay. That would be 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can get there, as we've told you many times, by going to the recovery101.net site and scroll down and click on the 12-Step Gazette banner that's down at the bottom of our page, and it'll take you right to their site where you can read their fine, fine publication online. You can get it sent to you via email, or you can get the subscription prescription and have it sent to you via the United States Postal Service.
Sweet.
If you happen to have an Alano Club or someplace where many gather of our ilk, you can contact Bruce, and he will send you out several copies to strew about the place. And if you're interested in a franchise, bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world, you can contact Bruce, and he will set you up to do the things and make a few dollars.
Sweet. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. You can send your recovery idol, you know, your jingles, your Recovery 101 jingles there. If it's over 10 megabytes, you let us know, and I'll give you a Yahoo Messenger thing. We can transfer it through that. Or if you've got some file sharing service online somewhere, we can do it that way as well.
Any videos?
We have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
We sure don't. And if you'd like to join the crack staff,
yes,
our crack advertising staff,
I'm in.
Recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Okay.
Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Evan Genitals.
It's so sweet?
No, I just used that one. It's the other one that we have.
Okay.
I'd like to get some other ones. I like that their music.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.